In 1948, a plane chartered by the U.S. Immigration Service crashed in Los Gatos Canyon near Coalinga. Everyone on board died. Immediate news reports named the flight crew and an immigration officer, but referred to the passengers simply as 28 Mexican deportees. The crash was immortalized by folk singer Woody Guthrie, who wrote a poem about the tragedy and assigned symbolic names to the Mexican nationals. On Monday morning, those passengers were formally named and recognized. FM 89's Rebecca Plevin reports.
Hundreds of people gathered at Holy Cross Cemetery in Fresno on Monday to remember the victims of a plane crash that occurred 65 years ago. Among them was Jaime Ramirez of Fresno, whose relatives died in the accident.
My grandfather, Ramon Paredes Gonzalez, also my great-uncle, Guadalupe Ramirez Lara.
They worked in the fields of California as braceros, or guest workers, and as undocumented workers. They were being deported back to Mexico when the plane's wing caught fire and broke off.
Back in Mexico, we didn't have no details of the accident, no address of where they were buried, nothing. All we have is just a few information, and they got it through a newspaper. Officially, they never receive anything.
For years, Ramirez's relatives were buried at Holy Cross below a small, nameless headstone. But on Monday morning, Ramirez crouched down in the cemetery and held the corner of a colorful serape, or Mexican blanket, in his hand. Then he helped reveal a large new granite memorial that lists the names of his relatives and the other crash victims. The memorial is engraved with a border of 32 leaves, one for each passenger.
It's very emotional for me and my family, and it's like a puzzle, you know, putting the pieces together. And I think today we did it. We finally put together the puzzle.
Author Tim Z. Hernandez spearheaded the effort to recognize the crash victims. He researched their names and located some of their descendants. He worked with the Diocese of Fresno to raise thousands of dollars for the new headstone. The project is part of a book he's working on about the crash. For him, the unveiling of the headstone was unforgettable.
We just kind of stood there looking at it for a little while. It was just like I just felt overcome with emotion that I had to take a knee and just kind of embrace it. That's what I wanted to do, was just be close to it. I was saying thank you to all the lives there, because just for letting me be a small part of this.
During the ceremony, musicians Lance Canales and Jem Bluestein stood on a stage above the new memorial and sang a haunting version of Guthrie's song, Deportee. But this time, it was no longer necessary to call the victims by symbolic names. Hernandez and Ramirez read the names of the 28 Mexican nationals during the song's musical interludes. After each name, Anya's members spontaneously called out Descanse en Paz, Spanish for Rest in Peace.
Guadalupe Ramirez Lara. Descanse en Paz. Alberto Carlos Raigosa. Descanse en Paz.
Folk singer John McCutcheon also sang a version of Deportee during the ceremony. The song has always reminded Connie Ann Mart of Marin County of her uncle, Frank Atkinson. He was the pilot of the plane, and his wife, Bobby, was a stewardess.
This happened almost 8 months to the day before I was born. But it was still such a tragedy to the family that, I was aware and told about him, and he was just in my life, all my life, especially in my younger years.
For Mart, the ceremony brought a sense of closure to the tragedy.
It's such a completion. It's they're all together now in my mind.
That's a sentiment that Tim Hernandez shared with the audience.
It's not every day that we get to witness or take part in a closure of this capacity.
He told the crowd that the ceremony demonstrated how one tragedy affected the lives of so many people.
Since that song has been recorded, this history, this incident, has been one-sided, mostly known and shared among folk music circles all across the world. But now we know the other side to the story. Now we know who the people are behind the nameless. Now we know who their lives are.
He's still searching for the families of the 26 other Mexican nationals who died in the crash. He wants to include their stories in his upcoming book.
And so I invite you to share the story now. Go far and wide and share it everywhere, because the more we share the story, then the more we all participate in correcting the past.
With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.
Presente!